from Wall Street to the White House. This is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We had a big jobs report. The February jobs report came out yesterday. And first blush, it looked pretty good. Second and third blush is not so good with all these downward revisions. Anyway, let's bring in John Carney, Breitbart News economics and finance editor, co-author of the Breitbart Business Digest, which is a must-read every day. John, actually, I know we talked about it on the TV show yesterday. When you adjust for the revisions, payrolls are only up 108,000 non-farm payrolls, and then household employment minus 184. I mean, it wasn't a recession report, but it wasn't a great report either.
Yeah, that's right. If you go even further and you adjust the two revisions plus what we got in, you're really produced a figure that's around 91,000 lower than what was expected if there hadn't been any revisions. Mm. So it wasn't a great report, but again, it wasn't terrible. And I do think there's a good reason to pay attention to that headline number, which is there still is a lot of job growth going on. And one of the things that job growth is going to do is support consumer spending. Mm. We can criticize where the jobs are, what kind of jobs they are, but whatever kind of jobs they are, even if they were all government jobs, those people will still be going out into the economy spending money. And that consumption spending will support growth going forward. And that's a problem for the Federal Reserve.
And makes it unlikely that they're going to be slashing interest rates. By the way, yesterday, I think it was after the TV show, you were on with Taylor Riggs. Biden went out there and said the Fed's going to cut rates. Now, when Donald Trump said that years back, holy cow, everybody went crazy. So far, I don't even see a whimper from the liberal media. But he actually said that. He said, I think they're going to cut rates. A little campaign jawboning there.
That's right. I think, I remember it. You remember it because you were there. They freaked out when Donald Trump had anything negative to say about the Fed. Hmm. Here, Biden said, it was almost like like some kind of organized crime figure who said, I bet you they're going to cut the rate. and he leaned over with a kind of like menacing look to him. The only person in the mainstream media who made a big deal out of it was Brian Sullivan. He's a friend of mine at CNBC.
Sully, and yeah.
He picked it up and pointed out, like, this is not something that we expect a president to be doing. And I think it obviously shows the hypocrisy. They were looking to attack Trump for anything he did. Mm. But if Biden does it, oh, that's fine. You know, it's okay. It's different. They'll always find some kind of distinction that makes it different. But remember, Biden isn't the first of the Democrats to do this. He's just the latest. It is now elevated to the presidential level. But we have had Sherrod Brown. Mm. We have had Senator Warren really attacking the Fed for not having started to cut interest rates already. And frankly, they're wrong about that. The Fed should not have cut already. And I think they're going to be wrong, and Joe Biden's going to be wrong. I don't think they're going to cut this year.
One other thing, and I want to go to Biden's falsehoods with you, but manufacturing hours worked for production workers was up a lot, 0.8%. Now that stuff, all the hours work numbers were falling, but that in January, but that looks like that was a weather thing. February snapped back. So that's to your point. You know, this is a soft report, but it's not a recession report.
That's right. A lot of the things that looked a little scary in January, such as hours worked, like everybody else, I'm a little skeptical when anybody blames the weather, because it's very easy. Oh no, it's just bad weather. But this really does look like the very harsh winter weather we had in January was just that, because we got a strong bounce back in the February numbers. So that's a good sign that the things that looked more rickety, even in the strong jobs report last time, have started to now look like we recovered from that.
John, how about this one now? Joe Biden, with his rather bellicose partisan State of the Union message, which was really Democratic convention message. Joe Biden claims he created a record 15 million new jobs. Joe Biden falsely claims he eliminated the trade deficit. You know, you said that on the show last night. I had missed that. He eliminated the trade. See, he has no idea how big the trade deficit is. I mean, he eliminated the trade deficit. That one will never get enough daylight, but that's just the absolute dumbest thing he's ever said.
It was incredible when I was sitting there listening to it, and he said, you know, we used to import goods and export jobs. Now we export goods and we have American jobs. And I thought, wait a minute. Okay, it's always true that we always import and we always export, right? That is, you know, so claiming that somehow we flipped from being a net importer to a net exporter was just wrong. And nobody in the media called him out for it. He's allowed to get away with these blatant lies. But I think you're right. I actually don't think that's a lie. I think he has no idea where the trade deficit is. And I don't think he has any idea that the trade deficit has been hitting record numbers. And part of the reason the trade deficit is hitting record numbers is that the U.S. economy is doing a lot better than the rest of the world. So demand for things that we make, a lot of services, for instance, is not very high. China's in a recession. Not in a recession, but they're in what I would call a Chinese recession, right? Growing very, very slowly. Europe is in recession. Japan is. So, the rest of the world is not doing that well. So that's one of the reasons that the trade deficit has exploded.
What
but
is
he,
it?
He's
is
claiming it, that he got rid of it is crazy.
What is it? $1 trillion? What is the deficit?
Yeah, it is. So if you look at where we were pre-COVID, the trade deficit is actually the all 3 years of the Biden administration has been the worst that we, worse than any year prior to Biden taking over. We had a bad trade deficit before and a prolonged trade deficit. It got much worse under Biden. I will say it got a little better in 2023 than it had been, but not very much. And it's still, if 2022 and 2021 hadn't been so bad, then 2023 would have been the worst that we ever had.
So Joe Biden claims he slashed the budget deficit by $1 trillion. And the CBO just came out with new numbers. It says it's going to be close to $2 trillion in FY24. What's he talking
about?
This
is one of my favorite Biden claims. He ran the deficit up to unbelievably high numbers. And then he cuts it a little from his unbelievably high record number and claims he reduced the deficit. He didn't reduce the deficit. He just ran it up high enough that it couldn't possibly keep running at that level. And so now it's a little bit lower. It is still really high. We are running a World War II style budget deficit right now, even though we have unemployment less than 4%. No economic theory in the world says that's a good idea. There's no reason for us to be doing it. And yet here we are, with inflation at 3-4%, still pumping deficit stimulus dollars into the economy.
Yeah, you're running deficits about 6-7% of GDP, which is outrageous at this point in time. Absolutely outrageous. And
it's hurting the Fed, by the way. The Fed, you can hear them. They would like to be able to start to reduce interest rates. But you have the Biden administration actually going the other way. Their budget deficits are offsetting the tightening that the Fed has had to do. And frankly, that's one of the reasons I think that the Fed may actually have to go higher. Because when we have the CBO saying actually the budget deficit's going to be higher, that means that the interest rates are going to have to be higher to offset all the deficit spending that Biden is doing.
This is Greg Kelly. To my friends in the construction business, if you've been injured on the job, make just one call to the Construction Accident Lawyers at the law offices of Darren T. Moore. With hundreds of five-star reviews, they fight for more justice for every client and have secured millions of dollars in compensation for New York construction workers. Call 888-444-ATTY. That's 888-444-2889 for a free consultation. More diligence, more persistence, and more justice. Prior results. Don't guarantee.
guarantee similar outcomes.
Biden falsely says he inherited an economy on the brink of collapse. This is one of my favorites, the brink of collapse. So even with the pandemic, Trump's the third quarter in 2020 was 33%. So that was the rebound. I called it the V-shaped recovery in those days. The fourth quarter was 4.5%. And the first quarter was 6.5% growth. I mean, with, by the way, less than 1.5% inflation, Trump handed a silver platter economy to Biden, who then ran it up to 9% inflation. And the first half of 2022, the GDP fell.
That's right. Biden has been claiming that he made this claim during the campaign. He never gave it up, even though he did inherit an economy that was, as you said, a V-shaped recovery. We were booming when Biden came into office. He messed this up by overspending as soon as he came in, passing the American Rescue Plan, when the economy was growing above 4%. That sent inflation through the roof. Well, and so what we ended up having is two quarters of negative growth that they didn't call recession. Fine. The economy has started, you know, we had good growth in the third and fourth quarter of last year, but by almost any metric, and I put this out on Twitter this morning, Larry, almost any metric, we were better off in 2019 than we are today. Labor force participation rate was higher. Unemployment was lower. Inflation was much lower. The budget deficit was much lower. Any objective measure you want to look at the economy, pre-COVID 2019, so that in other words, the third year of Trump's was much better than the third year of Biden.
Well, he just keeps, you know, he says this stuff, and I mean, I'm glad we have a conservative media now, because the mainstream media will not call him out on these things. And he just says them and he repeats them, John. You know, I cut the budget deficit. I inherited an economy on the brink of collapse. But people know that's not true. And I think that's why the trust factor and the confidence factor in Biden is so low. People just get tired of these falsehoods.
I think that's right. People hear that Biden lied to them about inflation when it got started. He lied to them about what caused it. And he's still lying to them. And I think so when you ask people, like, do you approve of Biden's economic policies? Of course they don't. The policies are lies. And so they very deeply distrust Biden on the economy, and they should, because he won't tell them what's really going on. And I think it's too late. I don't see how that recovers, because last night could have been a big moment. He could have reset things and said, look, the American economy is strong. We came out. He could have had a magnanimous speech in which he talked about how great America was coming out of the pandemic, how we had snapped back better than anybody else. Instead, he needed to score partisan points and blame his predecessor for a collapse that never happened. That's a problem with Biden. It's been a problem with his economic leadership, because it's based on politics and vengeance and not actually growing the economy. That's what's hurting him.
John Carney at Breitbart. By the way, folks, please, every day, the Breitbart Business Digest. It's a must read. Thank you, John. We appreciate it very much. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. On the other side of the break, defense strategist Kash Patel is going to talk about this incredible story. Biden wants the U.S. military to build a port in Gaza on the Mediterranean. It's a terrible idea. I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back after this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.